Baba. Baba. So if it's a awesome, I remember calling me Mary Baba. Baba, they called us, you know. So these Mamluk servants, so this woman, she called us Baba, and poor Baba, he got startled like this. We all got startled. Somebody's hand is here. We all wear statues. But what did we know? She means the little girl. She didn't mean Baba, and we all, how does it? We knew what it was. Yes. That woman does not know anything about it. So we didn't say anything. We saw that now she's addressing. She came towards Sarwar. She's the youngest. So you meet her. Yes, right. Again, Gujarat, then she said. And we all were shy, relieved, you know. And it's very funny. For Baba also was startled.
But did he look startled
in the movie? No. But not like this. But sort of looking at us, what's happened?
Who did it?
Yeah, no, but none of us had said Baba's name. Baba knows it. And how did this woman happen to say Baba? But then we found out, no, children are called Baba also in India.
Did he have his hair out?
Baba knew it, no. All nicely hidden in the scarf and tied ears.
She
wouldn't recognize.
Yeah. Did you have a name for Baba you would call him instead of Baba? No, only
Baba.
No, but I mean at that time?
No. We didn't even speak to Baba, so we don't have to say Baba's name. Or you can just say, have some more, or say some other, but not say Baba. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was very funny. The bathing business and this, that, and from there, then we had to change the hotel that very night or next morning. I forget, that's long, long time ago. Elizabeth Norina were there also. Then we came to this nice bungalow, what do you call it? The Links. A very big place, and so we all fitted in. Very nice it is. Many rooms there. One room is so big, this is like a dancing ballroom. What? Ballroom. So big and lovely. It came useful to us. We had plays for Baba once in a while. So this room was very useful to us. The flooring was wood, you know. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Planks?
Oh,
no, wood. So that was that.
Where did Baba stay then?
No, where did Baba stay? Did I forget? Oh, where did Baba stay? Where did Baba stay? I myself don't know. Not in the drop how in this. I think there were rooms outside, yes, where the musts were kept, you know. Later the musts were brought, they were like servants' room that can be cleaned, and I think Baba must be there. But we were not allowed to step from here to here, you know, anyway. Only evening then we can go get together and come in front of the house, have a little walk and all that.
You didn't get to go out in the garden?
No, in the morning I had to cook for Baba. All day long we are in a room, Baba's there eating, and again he goes back to the mandali. Then he comes in the evening to eat, and then everybody's called, everybody, Baba talks with everybody, and Baba has this song, what do you call it? Begin, on the very first he heard, on Baba heard it on the record, and Baba liked it very, very much.
So
Baba used to say it, have it played again, then used to have it played again for Baba, and then Baba said, you all must learn to sing the song. You could imagine, I had no voice, but we suppose. Yes, and so then after Baba left, you know, we stayed the gramophone in one of the rooms, not in our room, in another room, and all the women got gathered around this gramophone, and as they were singing, we all were trying to learn with this song. It was very funny. But the ones who had voices, Nadine and the others, you know, they learned. Nadine had a very beautiful voice. Nadine Tolstoy. Somebody calls her Nadine, but it's Nadine.
Would there be a... Did Baba hear that song first time here in Bangalore?
Bangalore, right. He heard it first time in Bangalore and he had us learn it in Bangalore. So that's that.
You know, when we were in Bangalore, we used to go to that bungalow.
Yes.
And it's the garden. There's a
you picture Baba inside.
What's the name of that place?
Links.
Links? Like Chang?
Yeah. No.
Links.
The golf is the other side of the... No, not... In the front there's a square terrace, beige. Then our room, and then from the room if you come out, then there's a terrace this way, you know, going around the house. So she, it was facing her room, that So she would come out of the room and she was given a little binocular, and she was through the thing she wanted to see, and the Westerners playing Goro. So she was standing there for hours looking at how they're playing, and she said, I do that, you know. I still remember.
It's a beautiful place.
Mm. Bangalore is a nice place. Mysore is nice. Mysore is very beautiful. But now we don't know. Indian government does not keep, because it's expensive to keep the place everywhere garden. But the Maharaja, so beautiful, he kept, you know. He came up, when you came up across this road, and you come to the road, and there are crossroads. When you're facing this crossroads, in the middle, a big square, specially planned out in there, all cannas, you know, cannas, canna trees, with big palm leaves, and then bunches of red flowers. Canna, you've seen it. Somewhere here, there is also. How beautiful that is here. And you have no idea when it looks like a fairyland, very lovely. And then he had floodlights. So the big square, all red flowers, you know, a floodlight on it. So beautiful. We went through all this expense to enhance the city. Every day you saw. And he was so fine a person, this Maharaja of Mysore.
Bobby,
that
boy Bobby Gucci is coming. Yeah.
That boy Bobby Gucci is coming. Bobby,
what? Bobby Gucci,
yeah.
I
see him. I haven't seen him. Have I seen him? Jay Baba. His Baba, when Amrit was married, and then they were here at Vinu's place. And Baba was most of the time that time relaxing because he did not feel so strong. So Baba was in the room, and Freni, that is Adi's wife. Adi would be the Mandali, but Freni and Amrit would come, but Amrit's mother was also here for some time, so they would come to see Baba. They were told to come, so they would be with us in Baba's room. Then one day, Baba was lying down on the bed, and he was looking, and we were talking, and Baba would ask something, some subject. And then one day, Baba was so clever and naughty also. So Baba turned over and looked at Amrit. And he said, you can't come back and forth. Because Amrit's parents are all here. She's going to England. How she like to live in England, in a foreign place? One does not like it. You know, and language different, people different. Anyway, she's married to a different kind of... means not her kind, not a Hindu. A Zoroastrian, you know, the other knows that. So, and very brave of her to have agreed to marry. She's such a fine girl and all that, you know. So much energy she has. Anyway... So Baba, she agreed to marry Dara. But what I want to say is, Baba turned over and looked at Amrit and said, you can't come back and forth in England any time you come. No, Adi doesn't have, this means money. She said, no, Baba. That is okay. Then after 5 minutes went, then Baba says, but you can come after one baby is born, then you can come. Yes, Baba, she was very happy about that. Then she can come now to India, you know. So that was quite easy for us. So she says, okay, Baba. And she, then what happened was this. Then Baba turned over towards the wall. And his back to us, you know. And lay down, resting a little bit and all that. We were talking amongst each other quietly, softly. And Baba turned round again. And there was a little twinkle in his eye, you know. Baba looked around again. Amrit. And Baba said, all right, you know. After 2 children are born, then you can come.
Oh, <Are you? laughs>
then Amrit looked at Baba, that means more years in England, you know. But she said, all right, 2 children. Then she said yes to Baba and so on. So now when she wanted to have 3rd child, she's afraid. She said, maybe Baba meant only 2. When he said 2 children born to you, then you come to, from England, then you can come to India. So I tell her that, it means that. She says, I can't, I'm not sure. So she wants to obey Baba. She was, one time she was telling me some years ago, she would like to have a daughter. Mother always loves to have a daughter, you know. But she doesn't know what to do about it. That's the story, the long and short of it. It was very difficult with Baba. You know, sometimes Baba catches you and ties you tight, so you can't move this. The inward is the rope that is inside, you can't see the orders that you're given. It's very difficult to follow Baba's orders sometimes. So that's that. So that, yes, and then Baba said, two children, and fine journey, though, I don't know this means that time. But, and then Baba said, one like Prahlad and one like Dhruva. Dhruva also was child, and he was not a seeker, but his mother was very spiritual minded, and she would tell the son to go and repeat God's name in the forest and so on. So he went and repeated God's name sitting on the tree, as mother said, but after some time he felt hungry, so he came back home. Mother said, why did you have to come back, you know, so soon? He said, I'm feeling hungry. The poor child was made to meditate on God, for God, you know, taking God's name. But later on, one of the stories, I have not read it, and nobody told me, but this much I know. But Prahlad was real. He went through so much, and nobody could kill him, because he was taking Narayan, he was saying that that time the king who was ruling the country was paying so much homage to the king and so much respect to the king, they bowed to the king became more and more egoistic, you know, ego and power drunk. So Narayan is taking care of him. But it is true story. Yes. And therefore this much story. Oh, it's a long story. It's a very long story. Hey, Baba. Yes. Enjoy your lunch.
No, these are gonna blow.
Yes, let's take them in.
Yeah, if you want me to fix the pain a little, if you want me to work on it. Because if you do, I can bring my oils tomorrow.
Yes, good. Tomorrow.
Okay.
You better do it tomorrow.
Okay, good. I'll bring it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. Do you know about this book? But when and how did only Baba God knows, but it will, Baba's in his place. And as one Baba Lava told me that now the veranda is full of Baba Lovers. Next time there won't be space for them to stand in the garden. When time, such time will come. How much is there many? Because they come from south and north India, north and south India. Whereas Maya takes also her, what is it called? Her place in this play, in the divine play also. She comes in the way. She comes in the way also, to somehow may not call it humiliate Baba, but want to sort of his life. He wants to overshadow his life. You know, like the sun is there, but the cloud is there also. There, the cloud passes. So that way. There's much going on which you all may know and not may not know. In Pune, this very this person is a professor, you know, is very intelligent. Intelligent means very, yes, intelligent. I don't know what else to say. But he has read Baba's books and all that, and he talks very beautifully. So there are people who are attracted to him, and the Westerners, they gather like him. There are so many thousands now. No, why are we taking that down? It has nothing to do with Baba. It's okay, if you want to think with this. What I want to say is, yes. So he, actually, it has happened. And Andhra also. So Baba is God. But he lived in that body to do the work. And so through that body he suffered. But there's divinity, of course. And so why not give love and respect to that place, Mehrabad. Baba's lived there, worked there, everything. And then now, but here Baba said was his home, and he lived here much more of his life than, much more, but years of his life here. And as Mani said, he lived the last many years here only. He has done the big last seclusion work here, the seclusion work on the sacred seclusion hill, and the bus also seclusion, and this last seclusion, all these were also great work he did here also. And he drops his body here. I mean, this place is very important. But one day Baba himself, before all this, many years before that, Baba himself said that a day will come when people will flock to Mehrazad, and the actual words make the money, you know, bow to his hill in thousands, this seclusion hill, and come to Mehrazad special for darshan, means the place. So Mehrazad and Mehrabad both are important. To me, Mehrabad and Mehrazad both are, I love both in the same way. But not Mehrabad. Mehrabad is first where I saw Baba and had his darshan first there. So Mehrabad also is very, very important.
About all of those people, you know, Heather and I talk about it from time to time, these bogus laws. And one day Heather said, some lesson, and then next lifetime maybe they can come.
Yes. They learn the hard way or something. Yeah. Something will happen to them that they will find a mistake. What are they going to say? Yes, this is what I'm saying. This must be also God's plan, that these bogus come up. So Baba lovers are also tested. And Baba had said that is his own reason. I didn't. Because Baba said to hold on to his Dharma means once you love Baba, you must keep on loving him only, because then it is love. Otherwise, as those people down south say, oh, we know Baba is the avatar and all that, we love him. And then you go and follow somebody and say, oh, yes, Baba is the avatar, we love Baba. But we are following this person, he's so nice and all that. No, what I want to say. So this is also a special Mayavik plane. Play for the avatar as well as followers to test them, for the avatar to, as you say, humiliate it, and as well as his lovers to test his lovers. Are they drawn there, you know? Because how many Europeans, they have Baba's books in the library, they have read all those books, and yet they follow that person now. Don't they have sense that this person not God realized? What good is he going to do? He can't, what is it called, I don't know. Your soul to be further pushed, he can't give that. Baba, even though he's not physically present, Baba can see you, he knows everything, is God, as he said. With that full conviction you must have, and he will, according to each one's, what is due to each one, Baba will. You may not see it in this life, but this love comes with us in the next life also, we have to come back. So this, what we're loving Baba, that life it will be useful to us to love Baba more, you know, and to be on the path and all that. So Baba's plan, Baba's plan, everything. Yes. So Baba said, just keep holding on to me, or just love me, don't try to understand. So love is so patient and quiet, so that makes Baba happy. Your love for Baba. Yes. You must have taped these songs. I have understood that. Baba has.
Anyway, had this song. I'm not.
Bed of love, hot summer. So these are many trees in the forest here, there in the compound, everywhere. Just like wild they're growing because good soil and good rain. And so in summertime, we used to bring them basket full, and each one had two trees, break them, scrape, mash it up, put in the glass, cold water from the chatty, and a little sugar if you want to, otherwise sweet itself also. Some would like the sugar. It's cool sharbat, it's so cool that it's cool, you can feel it getting cool from it. It cools down the system inside, it's so beautiful. It's very, very nice, and it has the property of medicinal property. It's smooth inside, like balm, it's very, very good. And somebody has, I don't know if you say it or not, but good, decent children. But now she's palmed even easier and whatever it is. they come to the hospital, so you have to give them this medicine. So Malgavel gives them this pomegranate skin that is dried, completely dried, and then he pound it, and the powder is in a jar, and then she gives that powder. They can mix it in a little bit of water and drink it, or a little sugar. Somehow they take it, and it's very good. Pomegranate itself is very good for, as I said, everything is good for it. Blood, the cooling of the system. It's very good. Best fruit is pomegranate.
There's one picture of you with your sister, very small.
Yeah.
Do you know, I mean, you were from a wealthy family, your uncle. Was there any other pictures taken of you when you were a child?
No. One was with the family. There's my father standing, my mother sitting, and we two. I'm only 3 years old, and my sister maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. She was 4.5, 5 years old, older than I am. But there we are with her. My father is very tall, and he's standing. That one I remember.
One alone.
And 1 year alone, I think. I'm sitting down, sister standing, or something like that. I'm very serious. He had camera, he did when we go into school, he stopped us and just took us and, I mean, took a picture. I didn't see them and we don't know.
Well,
they're not in anywhere where we can get.
In school they never took your pictures?
Huh?
In school?
No. Convent school? No pictures, anything. Very serious school. Convent school, no. They didn't even make us play games. And only boarders, that is in the evening time. But afternoon, we girls, we played ourselves, skipping rope and whatever we played. Day scholars were not important to them. Boarders, most of them, all European girls, you know, boarding.
There's no childhood pictures
when you were 8, 9, 10. Yes, then I had these 2 pictures, I said. That's all. That's all. And then my now, as you see, I remember my father was very, I don't have the word, very soaking. Soaking means actually interest in everything, find pleasure in everything, you know? But what do you call it? So we call it soaking means enjoys to have that, this, you know, take photo, come on like this, riding, or you know, swimming, or, you know, what do you call that? Love for things and all that. He was very like that. Yes. So it was very like that. But he had a, what do you call it, job in college. It was very difficult one. But he was so strong that he could do it. In the north somewhere, what do you call it? Sakkar, and it's a deserty place. No? It's not actually desert, but like Lahore. Lahore is very fertile. And there's Indus River, and they've taken in the waters of the Indus River. It's in Australia. And so Lahore is all saturated with Indus water, so everybody can have beautiful garden. It does not rain there. In Lahore, it does not rain, but has this plenty of water. You can fill your compound till that high water. You can do a but every 8 days or 10 days, I don't remember. They let all canals open here, there, every house, every bungalow, every compound, every garden. So that is Lahore, but Sakkar was very dry. Yet we had a, no, it's a long story. My father was transferred there. He was chief forest officer. At the time of the British, it was wonderful. The British gave him the job. Otherwise, all well-paid jobs, all the British men got it, you know, as you would call it. But my father, anyway, he was doing this. So he was first transferred from Pune when he joined this forestry business, and then he became officer. He was sent to Mahabaleshwar. Mahabaleshwar, I looked around, and what they have to do, I don't know. Anyway, I was not born that time either. And then went from Mahabaleshwar. Then I think it was Sakkar. Sakkar is now Pakistan, but the Indus River goes through Sakkar, but not in the town. A little like that. Like how the lake is there, far away, much further away. Lovely, very, very broad river it is. Very broad river is Indus. And Ganges is the longest river, Ganga, but Indus is like this. So Pakistan, that's where they get good water from, this Indus River and all that. They grow wheat and it's very good. But what I want to say is Sakkar is very dry and sandy and all that. People have garden, so they, because of the, what do you call it, running water. Yeah? I don't know why the government gets water all that. That region, I was very small. I was 5 years old. I was born there, 3 and 4, and going on to my 5. To say this is, what I want to say is this. My father, yes, he was the forest officer, so he was transferred to Sakkar, this place. Nice place. There were Europeans also, there was a lovely club and all the European ladies, men were there, I don't know what officials, what posts they held there, that I don't know. But there was a skating ring, and such things were there. The circus used to come to town, it was a nice place, so not a very grand big place, but a very nice place, you know. I don't know, they might not be very good schools there, that's why my mother wanted us to be in the common school in Pune, so yeah. But this I want to say, Dev Baba.
What about my
oil?
My oil painting. Ah, oil. What kind of oil?
And the photo, and the painting? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the bag? The painting or
if
the
you
bag?
Want to come, I'll come and help if you want to. It's not a very big bag, it's small.
I'll pick the bag up and put it on the window.
But don't hold by the handle, let this down.
Okay.
Huh? It's open.
I'll
what
be
do you
careful.
Call it? Yes. The cap, not the cap, but the cover is open, lid is open. It's not pressed down, you know? What do you call this? Yeah. Clips. It's not clipped down. Yes. So just take care.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And if you want any help, tell me. Okay. As if I'm going to know much about it.
Well, you can
Anyway, the cardboard is given that I feel nicer. I gave her the cardboard. Alright, what were we saying? Was this? Yes, this was very difficult job because this was, as you call it, a very hot country. Summer, very hot. No rain. In winter, very cold. Dry, cold winter. All the winds came from Quetta, where the ice, snow, so on. But that winter, you can stand it. It was not so severe, but very good winter. Anyway, sandy, there were storms, sandstorms. Oh, you have to shut your doors and you run and find sand blowing everywhere. You can imagine how it must be. But we had a very lovely government house. It was on the top of a hill. But that hill was not like Baba's hill. It was, as I said, slight inclined. Like that, but the carriage can go very easily, and lovely road made to go up there because it's a government house, and so on the top, it's like a nice, what do you call it, flat, so that you can have this house, and there is the kitchen outside, service quarters, and a dobi, you must have your own dobi, so we had a dobi private, yes. And so on, and there was a horse stable, and this, what do you call that, horseman room, and his room. Everything very nice on the top of this hill. Means the hill was biggish, round, big, and yet you had to come down and up with that. That's very gradual incline. Very lovely it was. And yet there was a tennis court. You had to, one side of the hill, you have to climb down. And there was a big tennis court, which was not much in use. My father, whom to play tennis with? My father was too busy for all these things. What have you seen? There were no trees around the house. Then this side, the hill from you come from your house and walk, and just like that, you go down, and lovely trees, lovely garden, so cool and so beautiful, all everything watered because there's, I don't know where they got the water from, but just that much garden that was away from the house. So if you want to go and see flowers and a tree, you should go down there, you know. So it was, I as a child, I loved nature. I still remember going down, I was not afraid, I just went down playing and like that. So my sister was in school and I was there alone. My brother, as a child, died. My mother was very brokenhearted over that. Well, to say what would we come to this, my father then, you know, had to travel on camelback. Because there the camels run and what you call walk very well because sandy soil. It does not their feet are not hurt. It's safe for the travels for the camels. So this was camel riding, using of camel much there. Everywhere on the road, everywhere you saw camels taking wood or taking whatever goods they're taking is all on the camel back instead of bullocks. I don't remember seeing what do you call them? Bullocks. What do you call them? Bullocks? I don't know whatever you call it. What is it in English? I don't know. Anyway, what I want to say is very interesting and all that, but I've said it once upon a time that there was a lake in the river. Not lake, what do you call it?
Island.
Island, that's right. I can't get it right. Island in the middle of the river. In the river, but it's so broad to have an island. Very lovely island. From far, you see all green trees and lovely little temples. And how many? I was too small. It was going on for my 5 years. But I remember all this. And we went in our carriage. We had a carriage, private, this four-wheeler, you know, Victoria, with a lovely white horse. It was, but not Snow White. It's grey-white.
It was one horse.
One horse. Nobody had two horses. Only one. Maybe two horses, maybe. I don't know who it is. Anyway, so the carriage was really important because all that way going down and going to wherever you have to go is far away. There were no houses nearby. Far away each house, far away that house, far away that house. It was like that spread out. Then I don't remember seeing town or shopping center, nothing. Our house and just a friend, neighbor, some far, further away, far away. So that's that. And as a child, our servants would take us in the evening for walks. And they took us to the circus ring. I remember music played and the Western girls or skating.
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 Roller
skating. And the music, and there was a wooden board, round, huge thing, round flooring. And the music must be playing in the middle or not. Where do they? I remember very lovely music. And I used to be fascinated and hear the music and see the girls, you know. Then they were 2x2.
They were outside.
No, it was inside the house. Inside the house. It was a very big sort of thing. And so that, and the circus once came, so my servant, our servant, whoever, what we call him, took me for, what do you call it, walk and out. So, when he went to the circus, he started talking where the animals were, because circus was not going on. It was not time, maybe. It would be a bit late, early, or whatever it is. I was very small. This was behind the tent where the circus tent is. It was behind where the animals are kept. So he was there talking to the, what do you call it, elephant man, what do you call him? I don't know, elephant, mahout. So, oh no, ordinary working person who looks after, gives drinking water to the elephant, gives him hay to eat and cleans the elephant, that kind of laborer, keeper, yes, yeah, so keeper, you know. So that person, so started talking to him nicely and also, and so then he saw that other person was nice, that keeper. So he said, "Can I put is the elephant quiet and nice?" He said, "Oh yes, very nice." So he lifted me and put me on the elephant back. I still remember that. It was good that elephant was not very, very tall. He could reach, and but I was so tiny and I didn't want to do anyway. But I didn't cry anything, but I just held on tight like this. It's good the elephant did not move. Anyway, after 2-3 minutes, he put me down. But that is the first time I was an elephant. Now, then we went for walks and all that. So, nice roads and, as I said, barren and, you know, whitish hills, whitish rocks. Not snow white, but off-white. Like this wall, yellowish or something like that, yes. And so, we were walking. So every day another child, you know, my age, she also came to walk, but she was not Parsi. She was a Sindhi, some kind of Hindu. They were also well-to-do because they were also some, what do you call them, government post, you know. So they were there also, and you know, so there were 2-3 children, and we, you know, all went for walk with their ayahs and all. And I let that for some days we walked. But one day what happened, this one child got ill. Fever and ill. So she was at home, and it was evening time, I still remember. It was evening time, the lights were on. At that time, phone came, we had a phone. So the phone came and said, "Oh, please send little Mera, because the girl's name I don't know. I forget. That all I don't remember. But that little girl, she's feverish and she's crying. She says she wants Mera to come and see her, to please send your child." So here I was taken to this house in the night time. I still remember child was on the bed and they pushed me forward to go and greet her. And I was very shy child, but I knew the girl, the other grown-ups were there. And when they showed me the child was there, then I went up to her and I talked to her and all that. She was very happy, she had a man and all that. So that girl, that incident I remember. And then I remember the incident of going to Sat Bela, the island in the river. The Indus River is the broadest river in India. So the very broad river had a lovely island in the middle, lush trees and temples. I don't know how many temples, one or two. Let me tell you, there were peacocks on the island, a few monkeys or something. But the Hindus believe, they like it. But very beautiful thing was this. But then you must take your picnic basket, you know. It's nice to have picnic there. Or else come home and eat. My father was very, as I told you, what would you call it? Loving all this, to take people out, have a good time, this and that, you know. Yes. No, he loved it. He loved all to have fun and enjoy. And the children out. Yes, outgoing. He was very outgoing like that. He didn't like dull moments. So whenever a guest came, the outing, Sat Bela, we must go. They would love to see, do something new, an island in the middle of the river and the temples and so on. So I had been once or twice, and again, others came. So I was so happy to be in the boat, and we were rowed across to the island, and we got down there and so on. But there is one room in the water. The island was oval shaped, a little broad like this, but then it went like this. Naturally, it would, because the river is flowing around it. So it was like that, you know. Very big. And there was steps going into the water. But there was a parapet first, like this veranda, narrow, from here to here, halfway. And then there's an entrance to this room. And this room was very beautiful. It had a lovely carpet in it, big spread out carpet. And then you must take off your sandals and go in. And inside was simple room, but very clean and beautiful, with so many photos of so many perfect ones. I mean, Sadhguru, saints, avatars, all double rows of photos. All like this, all three sides, and on this side also. As a child, I still remember that. I don't know what I saw because I was too young. But the guide would explain a few things, and they can read the elders and all that. I still remember that much. They would go around that. My father liked our guests to see how beautiful it is. So what I feel nice now, that my father, not knowing, he liked this place. You know what I want to say? This atmosphere, and you took people to see this place that was full of photos, full of the perfect ones. So there was some connection inwardly. Connection means, I can't say. Not spiritually inclined, he had no idea of spirituality, but he liked, there's something, draw.
Inclination
that way. So he was very proud to take every of his guests or visitors to see Sat Bela. This place was called, island was called Sat Bela. Sat means seven. Bela, I don't know if it means temples or what. Still, I don't know. I was too young and never asked. But it was very lovely. That was a lovely outing. Then we got on the boat. No, then you must come out of the room on the parapet, and there are steps to broad from here to here, steps all going into the river. And the water's lapping on the halfway on the steps. Very beautiful sight. Then you must ask the person to call the fish and feed them fish. So this person goes off, and I don't know what he fetches. I was too young to know what he fetches, but there's something, and he throws this little, I don't know, whatever it is. Yes, I don't know what the fish ate, some kind of flour made in pellets, or puff rice, or what it was still, I don't know. But he would say something and throw. As soon as the thing is thrown, he would throw it a bit in the deeper water, a little bit further away, where the steps, where there are no steps. There. So there, the fish are already there. So then, throwing there, the fish, all such big fish also. Oh, shiny fish, all so many. Oh, such a beautiful sight. And then he throws it gradually on the steps, where the water is lapping on the steps, that high is water on the steps. So the fishes come on the steps to eat. So that is a very beautiful sight. So my father loved the guests to see this lovely sight and all that. But as a child, I was told, but I don't remember seeing it, that one or two fish had nose ring in there. I don't know how they do it anyway. that was there. But the Paul in it, I think, that also was too young now, but the slight memory stays of it. Then after Sat Bela, another beautiful thing. So this is what I'm saying, that my father, it was good that place had these two, what would you call, sacred things, you may call it, sacred places, nothing, sacred places. So another sacred place I told you was to see Muhammad Sahib's hair, you know. So my father, next, after a day or two, if the guests stay staying with you, then after a day or two, if they are to go away by the evening, then you would take them the evening there, morning here, so that's how, but he would show them. So he was so fond of taking them to Muhammad Sahib's, this mosque where his hair was kept. That I told you, how the divan and how this priest, he goes praying to the cabinet, and then they start just one or two or three, I don't know, incense stick far away in the corner, and then the peacock feather fan, you could wait on it. I don't remember taking the photo. What are you talking about?
Well, I thought you, that reminded you of something where another time he took your picture of a child.
Oh, that. That was my father. Yes, we started talking about this. He was very fond of everything that they say. He had love for this, that. So he must have a camera. So he had a camera, and so it was good. Because the people of that place, the native of those place. But like that in the town, you don't see it. But when we were traveling on, what do you call it? Cameras, then we're going far in the forest here, there, then they did see the forest people, and those were very pictures. Those are strange kind of dress, and as we say, all jewelry and all that, and shirt and neck trousers, like Pachani, what they wear. At that time, no women was wearing like that. So my father was very fascinated to see women wearing like those pajamas. But they were gathered here and like that, they look very nice, with all colorful, and the shoes like that, and jewelry, all that. And so what my father would do, he would get down from the camel, horseback, whatever it was, and he would tell him to stop and had his camera, he would take pictures like that, you know. So he was very fond of everything. So when we were children, he had told us, taught us to ride, and when my sister came home, so we were in this place and he had ponies when we were 6 years old. And so we were on ponies and he had taken pictures. And pictures of this, pictures of that. Every picture he took. Yes, but fun is this. It is not fun at all. They were that thick. The stack was that thick of snapshots. But when we left home, how do we know to bring the snapshots with us? We left everything behind in the trunks. Baba said, come with one trunk full of clothes and one bedding. So Mama said, we leave everything. And so everything was gone. We were there. I don't know what happened to it anyway. And so we were children on horseback, like this, and that. He had taken photos. But we were too young, 5 and 6, that sort of thing. And very young, my father did take was I'm on a swing and my mother's holding the swing. That's not... That did not come up well, and I don't know where it is. And so on, like that. You see, it's a long time ago. So that is that.
You know, yesterday you mentioned about when you were a child, they went to the races. Did you used to do that often as a child? Did they take
Yes, the yes, yes. But that time we didn't know Baba. No, we were schooling.
Your mother would go to?
No, my mother, no.
She wasn't
even there. We were staying with her aunt and aunt's daughter, what would you call her, cousin. She was a married woman, very young, and so on. She had a separate house, a very nice house, kept in English time, with curtains and this and that. In those days, it was very rare for a girl, a Parsi girl, to learn piano. Parsi means Irani. And this, it's a long story. This girl had learned a little bit of piano, so on her wedding day, it was a gift from somebody's piano. I still remember. In the drawing room was this piano. Why I'm telling you this, yes, so at this place, she was very nice, a young woman, but she had no children for 7 years. The now a baby girl was born to her and all that long story. But anyway, I and my sister, with this young woman's sister, these are my aunts, you know, my mother's oldest sister. Oldest means eldest sister. Her daughter's marriage was a love marriage with a Parsi. So everybody said, oh my, look at this Iranian girl marrying a Parsi. You know, like that they used to keep names in those days. It was not done. Iranians did not want to mix with Parsis.